played a flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. People can be disagreeable, as Jesus notes in the gospel, with the frustration any minister can appreciate. His differences with John only led to a new set of problems expressed. There's a reason, though, we take John and Jesus together. Why John prepares Jesus' way and Jesus blows the top off of John's mission. Rather than hold them separate, pick at them, we know we need both attitudes expressed in the reading, feast and fast, to be led to the banquet and to the desert. Which brings us to today's saint. With the cozier stuff coming to us these last days of Advent, with our embrace again of a little baby allowing for God's embrace of us, the church ever so slightly says this morning, don't miss the other side. John of the Cross, the great Carmelite mystic, the great reformer with Saint Teresa of Avila, the great Spanish poet, lived in the tension of our faith, knowing great spiritual consolation and the dark night. Christmas, and perhaps you could guess it, the cross. Don't miss the other side. There's life there together. Famously, one of the other sides John saw was the other side of the cross, having a vision of the cross from below, drawing it himself and inspiring Salvador Dali to paint a slightly different version of it centuries later. John looks from the Father's perspective, Son to his right hand, now bent over, having given up his earthly life. As we look down on creches in the coming days, perhaps feeling the Father's gaze on it all, we also should find a little time to look down from that vantage point on the cross, too, on the crucified Lord, born that baby. The other side doesn't separate. It brings life.